Author Toni Morrison died on Monday night. She was 88 years old. Morrison published her first novel, The Bluest Eye, in 1970. She went on to win the Pulitzer for her novel, Beloved, and became the first African-American woman to win the Nobel Prize in Literature.
Toni Morrison was perhaps the most gifted writer in American history.
That's Wesley Lowery of The Washington Post, one of the guests from our last segment. And he said Morrison's work was so important because it unapologetically centered on Black stories.
Very often, Black writers, Black journalists, Black novelists are told that they have to write quote-unquote universal stories, as if the story of a Black American won't appeal to the rest of us. And the beauty of Toni Morrison's work was that she always refused to do that.
Morrison herself addressed this many times throughout her career, including in this 1998 interview on Australian television.
You don't think you will ever change and write books that incorporate white lives into them substantially?
I have done.
In a substantial way?
You can't understand how powerfully racist that question is, can you? Because you could never ask a white author, when are you going to write about Black people?
On Tuesday, we asked you to tell us how Toni Morrison's works have influenced your life, and many of you found yourselves within the pages of her books.
My name is Alan Hobson. I'm calling from New York City. Reading Morrison's works, it was a welcome breath of fresh air because I got to see characters that look like me in the pages, reflected in the stories. You know, for a preteen like myself looking for rich stories and reputation fiction back in high school, those books had a tremendous impact. I mean, I'm super grateful for it.
My name is Reverend Dr. E. Lorraine Acey. I first read The Bluest Eye shortly after it was released, and I fell in love with her writing. I was able to relate to Picola in that book, having suffered with, I guess, a sense of racial prejudice within my own family, having been the darkest child. And as I read that story, something gripped me, and I was drawn forever to Toni Morrison and her writings.
I trudge off to bed, full of guilt and self-pity. Once I have generated a silhouette of warmth, I dare not move, for there is a cold place 1/2 inch in any direction. No one speaks to me or asks how I feel.
Morrison's prose is poetic and has the tendency to stick with you long after you put down the book.
Hi, this is Susan from Salem, Oregon. She was a great writer. I am still thinking about Beloved 20 years after reading it for the first time. We are all blessed by having had her here.
This is Nancy Hines from Fort Worth, Texas. I understood myself and my world more clearly because of her fine mind, good heart, and beautiful writing.
Victoria Valentine from Burbank, California. I'm really saddened about the loss of Toni Morrison. As there are no words appropriate to describe the impact of her words upon my soul. The last paragraph of Song of Solomon had me on my knees, literally on my knees, sobbing. This line in particular, "You want my life?" Milkman was not shouting now. "You need it?
Here." Without wiping away the tears, taking a deep breath, or even bending his knees, he leaped. As fleet and bright as a lodestar, he wheeled toward guitar, and it did not matter which one of them would give up his ghost in the killing arms of his brother, for now he knew what Shalimar knew: if you surrendered to the air, you could ride it.
Tell us what Toni Morrison's writing has meant to you. We're still collecting your stories on Twitter, at The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.